Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Billy Ott. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Broglio covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon bunts towards the mound. Broglio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio is 0-for-1 in the game. Broglio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gibbon. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano bunts towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amalfitano for the out. Broglio moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Willie Stargell now playing left field. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schaefer for the out. One out. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 0-for-2 in the game. Braulio hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Mazeroski reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott who is chasing the ball. Schofield reaches third base with a triple. Gibbon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Pirates. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards first. Banks reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Bailey attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gibbon. Al McBean now pitching. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Billy Ott. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.